Hey, this is Colin Malloy of the Decemberists, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Thank you. Yeah. Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
We'll be right back. There's a man down there who knows not what he has, who thinks he has you. It's the smallest state in the union, but one of the most densely populated. It's not really an island, but it was first founded as one. It's the first colony to declare independence from Britain, and my baby's from there. So let's go to Rhode Island. A small nuclear explosion there in the 60s. They make lots of toys in Pawtucket, but for some reason cap guns are illegal. H.P. Lovecraft, Ruth Buzzy, and Chris Toppin are from there. So let's go to Chalk Man coming around with his dog and doling out homemade chalk to the kiddies. There was the Trojan tent where Miss B danced suggestively to Brick House. Marilyn Chambers, Cormac McCarthy, and Tanya Donnelly are from there. So let's go to Rhode Island.
Yeah. make it mine. I'm gonna love you all night and love you all day. Come on, baby, let's dance. Gonna love you, girl, in my very own way. I just want romance. I can't wait for the summertime. I can't wait for the summertime. I can't wait for the summertime. I love you, baby, wanna make you mine.
She seemed really depressed.
He had a knack for beating himself up.
She wishes that she was never born.
And it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over.
And so I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, a counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
What are you going to do? Let them destroy themselves? I mean, I don't see much of a choice at all.
It's definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention at 888-333-AFSP or online at afsp.org.
Sound and speed, I'm picking up that fragrance. You were in 1953, oh, before I go to greet my love, before I go picking up all those things I've ever known, cause you can't take them with you when you go. I'm picking up dragonflies through the purple reeds, and I'm picking up lemonade on the porch with an ice cool crossbreeze. I'm dancing in silver grass under a harvest moon. Was this our last dance? Darling, you just left too soon. Before I go to greet my love, before I go picking up all can't take them with you when you go. vision, please. Is this the paradise I'm going? I fall down on my knees, oh, before I go to greet my Lord, before I go picking up all those things I've ever known, 'cause you can't take them with you when you go. Oh, I go to greet my Lord before I go, picking up all those things.
Nah, nah, nah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
Thank you.
One more time.